and my cell phone says it's 2:30. Let the record reflect that everybody's here except Mick Madison, who has an excused absence. He's away on work. I'll entertain a motion to approve the Tuesday, January 8th, 2013 committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? I'll entertain a motion to postpone the approval of the purchase orders and invoices to the end of the agenda. Somebody?
So moved.
I'm sure.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Project status, Mr. Kurt.
Administration building VoIP phone conversion. IT has purchased a large amount of the VoIP phones to do the conversion over to the new system, and we've been assisting installing the data drops where they need, where current standard phones are. We've been working on the ground first and second floor of the admin building. The administration building, Main Street ramp, and north entrance.
No, he's in a meeting, Mark.
Land survey is complete, and design has started for the ramp and north entrance improvements. The admin building, state's attorney moves. The state's attorney offices, they juggled everyone around.
I don't think about Madison.
Everyone's in order up in their office area now. Annex ADA improvements. We met with our ADA consultants. Community development and our weatherization program has a state ADA consultant that comes around to all of the weatherization sites and does their own little survey. We had our consultant see what they wrote up to make sure that we're going to do the projects correctly to rectify the issues. So we're working on that. Courthouse, judicial, and circuit clerk moves. There were several judges that were reassigned, which that happens every year. Move the judges around from CJC to the courthouse. And then also circuit clerk's office has been cleaning out a lot of their files, and we've been helping them with that. And they moved a few people around also. Detention home VoIP conversion. We started pulling new data wires for those phones out of the detention home. Jail cyber report gate, the rendering company that comes, I think, once a week or twice a week, accidentally backed into the gate. The gate has been repaired, and they're going to be paying for the repairs. The jail needs study. The architects have surveyed the building and met with the sheriff and Major Wells several times in the mornings. And they're working on the architectural end of it. I met with the engineers, and we walked through the whole building and went over problems, concerns, etc. So they're now starting on their survey of their build of the engineering section.
When do we expect to see that initial draft?
Initial drafts, probably. I don't know if we'd see an initial one next month or not. It might be the month after. A lot of data needs to go through, but they're working on it pretty rapidly.
Is that going to have dollars and cents attached to it?
I don't know if that one's going to have dollars and cents yet. They might have a very rough.
The scary one?
Yeah. Wood River facility fire alarm system. We've completed removal of the old detection devices on second, third, and fourth floors. And I met with Siemens to discuss our next replacement phase. He's supposed to be getting pricing back to me. Wood River facility mandatory arbitration hallway doors are complete. Then we have the community development grant. Administration building, the only lights that we have to put up on the exterior are the additional ones that we had purchase request last month. They're ordered, so we should see them within a month, hopefully. And then we have resolution for holiday in the month of March. Which is
okay, does anybody have any questions regarding any of the issues that came up in the project status report?
I just wanted to know if the state's attorney's office, did they just stay in the same group of offices and you just moved them around inside?
They're just the section on the fourth floor on the north-ish side. We just moved the people from office to office.
Oh, you just moved them then, huh?
Yeah, because they had their ranks, but they were all scattered out where they were supposed to be, so we moved them back by
which somebody wanted more windows.
Maybe.
Somebody got that corner off.
Yeah, he wanted that corner off. And then,
I will, sir.
Somebody's been a judge longer than the other ones.
Does anybody have any further questions regarding project status?
Refresh my memory. What's VoIP stand for?
Voice over IP. So it's basically a voice over network.
It's taking Ethernet and putting voice traffic on it. Today, with the gigabit Ethernet and stuff, you've got enough bandwidth so that you can actually do that, and even video if he's got everything set up. Well, I don't know if he would do that.
No,
here,
that's
but,
IT. But he does all that.
He has networks.
Yeah.
If there's no further questions, we have a resolution to approve the 2013 holiday schedule for the month of March. What holidays do we have coming up in March?
Good Friday.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to do so.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Facility tour, Mr. Kurt, what have we got?
So, I was wondering if everyone could look at our facilities and decide what facilities we want to tour or don't want to tour. Do we want to hit them all? Have dates in mind that would want to do these.
Who specifically would like to go on a building tour? Is anybody specifically?
I'd like to look at something like the jails, those kind of areas, not the rest of the admin buildings.
Some of the committee members who have been here for some time have been on several of them. I would suggest that Roger and probably Jim maybe arrange something yourselves with Kurt and let us know what the date's going to be if any of the other committee members wish to go. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah, I haven't been on any tours. If there was some way it was a day I had to be off school, I'd be more happy.
What day are you off?
It'd be tough to work around.
What day are you off? We start there and go forward. I'm retired.
I got a young wife at home.
That doesn't mean nothing. If you can't get it at night, you don't have to worry about the day.
That's out to the internet.
Well, first we could wait until summer.
Yeah, let's wait till
we want to table this matter.
No, I think that's a good conversation. Keep it going. He's getting hot over there. He's whoa. If everybody was in agreement, obviously in the summer I'd be. Yeah,
we could give Bruce enough time to figure out what day he's got off.
Yeah, that's good. In the summer, I'm obviously off.
I would like to see.
I'll tell you what. I would suggest that we table this until the June meeting.
Yeah, then Bruce will be.
And if we can't come up with something that we can all agree on, we'll just table it indefinitely after that. Mr. Dodd, is that a motion?
I will make that a motion.
The second?
Second. We can help the corner so I can turn the noise off. I'm opposed to that.
I'm opposed.
I thank you, gentlemen.
We have a request to use for Curtis County property. Kurt, would you like to go through those requests real quickly?
Yes. Planning developments. Ann Lennonfelser would like to use the parking lot for annual Tap Top Tally events. We held on Saturday. That's basically where all the schools and places bring their soda can tops.
Yeah.
And
you have the bills.
Turns them in.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody signed them?
Mm-hmm. Or the POs?
The POs. Go ahead, Kurt. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Use the county parking lots. Oh, this is Ann also for the transformation entry drop off on a Saturday. She does this every year. She sent a picture of what it looks like when we set it up in here. And then she would also like the use of the county boardroom on April 22nd from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. for the trash formation awards ceremony. This doesn't mean we're moving all the trash formations up to the county board. She'd like to award first through third place to the winning areas. Next, we have the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. We'd like to use the county boardroom for court training for DCFS caseworkers and private child welfare agency caseworkers on Friday, May 17th from 10 to 2:30. And then we have the Child Advocacy Center would like to display their paper dolls on the handrail as they've done previous years for the Child Abuse Prevention Month. Month of April. Yeah, whole month of April. And then the Circuit Court would also like to have a kickoff meeting April 1st from 10 to 11. They set up a few tables with some displays on the different child abuse prevention programs. So I'll ask for your approval for those requests.
I'll entertain a motion to allow these uses of the county facilities for the month of the March and April, I believe.
Yes.
May.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those. Okay. That's passed. We've got the bills have been gone through. Everybody has signed those. We have a purchase request for ADA consulting services from the Sitton Construction Group for $6,052.50. Purchase request for Top Priority Roofing for $12,447.80, and a purchase request for the jail assessment for AIC of $27,000. Does anybody have any questions regarding those expenditures?
I move.
Seeing none, we have a motion. Do
second.
I have a second? We have a motion and a second. Vanessa, call the roll.
Bruce?
Aye.
Mark?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Aye.
All ayes. Our next meeting is, unless anybody has a problem, is March 5th at 2:30 p.m. Does that work for everybody?
I'm going to be in Las Vegas, but it ain't no big deal.
Okay.
We don't need to change the meeting just because I'm going to be out of town.
Okay. I will be out of town, too, as well. Mark, who's got more seniority, you or Mark?
We have exactly the same.
Okay, Joe, since he's sitting
we're
next
equal.
To me, he's going to
we're
be the chairman of the next meeting. I will be in Florida. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.